Well, good morning. Now, occasionally I share with you some of the really bad jokes that I get on the internet, and I have one for you, which I got online the other day. Like, we're back to fall schedule where I actually wear a coat now, and I'm trying to figure out how to work that with my tie. Anyhow, this Baptist pastor and his wife went down to this kennel to get a dog. They wanted a dog, but they told this kennel, this trainer down there, they needed to have a Baptist dog. Just couldn't have any old dog. They wanted a Baptist dog. So they said, okay, I've got just a dog for you. They called the dog in. Said, okay, fetch the Bible. The dog goes up on the bookshelf, grabs the Bible, brings it over. Said, well, that was fine. Look up Matthew 28:18. Dog, it's there. Boom. Goes to the right page. They think this is great. This dog can find scripture. And that. So they buy the dog. They take it home. And the next Sunday they had the deacons over after church. And they're all having dinner. And they're showing off the dog. And the dog is finding verse after verse. And they say, this is great. But does the dog do any other, regular dog stuff? I said, well, here, dog, heel. The dog stands up on his back paws, lays his front paw up on the pastor's head. They said, oh no, we got a Pentecostal dog. Yes, we have one person who understood the joke in the back. Yes, I know, it's an old one, I've seen it before, but it's the newest time it's been through my email list. Okay. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to the Gospel of John. We are in week 2 of working our way through the Gospel of John. We're going to be a while in the Gospel of John. So if you haven't read it for a little, it's been a little while since you've read the Gospel of John, read it again. Take it out. Read it. In Gospel of John chapter 1, we're going to start the 19th verse. If you don't have a Bible with you, check some of the seats underneath. Some of the chairs have Bibles under the seats. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Christ. They asked him, then, who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no. Finally, they said, who are you? Give an answer. Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way of the Lord. Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him. Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? I baptize with water, John replied. But among you stands one who you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. But this happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John gave this testimony, said, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come before you to study your word, to look at the truth that you reveal to us through the ministry of your Holy Spirit as it comes and illuminates these scriptures. Lord, we ask right now that you would speak through those scriptures. Lord, that as I come and preach, that it would be your truth and your power that comes forward here. Lord, that no man is held up other than Jesus Christ, and that he is held up as both fully God and fully man. Lord, help us to testify in our lives to this truth. Now, Lord, speak to us and lead us in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, John the Baptist is being spoken of here. You need to remember that we're talking about John the Baptist in this section, not John the Apostle who wrote the book of John. That's who's being spoken of right at this first time. Now, who was John? Who did John say he was? Well, first he was somebody who testified. We see that at the beginning. He's testifying. This was John's testimony. Then we come down to verse 21. It says, John gave this testimony. And verse 34, he says, I have seen and I testify. John is somebody who testified. That is somebody who gave witness. He said to those before him, this is what I've got to say. I'm going to tell you what I know. So who's John? John was a guy who went out in the desert testifying about God. He was doing something really strange. He was telling people to repent. That's to turn from sin and turn to God. That's what repenting is. And he's out in the middle of the desert doing this. People had to travel to where he was. He didn't set up in some easy to get to location next to the city. He was a few days away from any major town. But yet here he was, and everybody's going out there. We see that the people came from Jerusalem. The authorities in Jerusalem wanted to check out this crazy guy out in the wilderness raising a ruckus among the people, because he was impacting them. And they sent these guys out there to talk to him, because they were concerned for purity of the scriptures. What's this guy's qualifications to be out there? Who is he? Who are you? Are you the Christ? They asked him. And what did he testify? No. Well, then are you Elijah? Because remember, in the book of Malachi, right at the very end, it says that I will send you the prophet Elijah, who will turn the hearts of the fathers to their sons. And now I'm messing up that. I know that one. Read it. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. So they're wondering, okay, are you this guy? Are you this Elijah that was promised? They're saying, no, that's not me. I'm not Elijah. Well, are you the prophet? Are you Moses? Are you somebody who's come like Moses? No, to lead the people out of captivity. Remember, now they're a captive people. Not like they were under Egypt. They're not slaves. They're just subjected under the Roman government. They don't like that. Well, he says, no. Well, then who are you? I'm a voice in the wilderness saying, make straight the way of the Lord. I'm a road builder. I'm out here trying to make straight roads. Roads that lead to God. That's what I am. How do I do that? By saying, repent. Be baptized. See now, when a Gentile wanted to become a follower of God, of Jehovah, they had quite a bit that they had to go through. They had to come and they had to study. And one of the things that they had to do was they had to go through a ceremony of baptism where they would repent of following false gods. They would say, I don't want to follow that evilness anymore. I want to follow Jehovah. And they go and they'd be washed. They would be dunked under the water, fully immersed, and they would be clean, and they would basically just have on a swimming trunks type thing. Take them down, up, then they'd put clean clothes on, new clothes on them. Say, you are now a new people. You've now joined. You've left that old group, that old way of life, and now you've dedicated yourself to living a holy life. Now, the weird thing was that John the Baptist was doing this with Jews who were already, according to their mindset, saved because they were Jews. They were followers of God the Most High. They were followers of Jehovah. But he's saying, no, you're not, people. You're not going the right way. And John is this voice crying in the wilderness, saying, this way to God. You need to get ready. God is coming. He was a road builder. He was a proclaimer. He's out there, that voice crying, get ready. And we make fun of these people. We see at baseball games, and then they got signs, you know, the end draws near. You know, everybody seen the BC comic strip and said, it's been a while since I've seen it, but you know, the end is near. Usually they have it next to a cliff or something. But that's basically what John was doing, his ministry. And in the process, he was baptizing people. So he was somebody who testified. He was a proclaimer of God's truth and his saying, building roads to God. And he was a baptizer. That's who John was. He says, that's me. I am not the Christ. I'm just getting things ready for him so that I can say, there he is. And then we see that right after they had asked him that question. It says, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world. That's him. That's the guy I was talking about. There he is. I know this is the guy because when I baptized him, I saw the Holy Spirit come down and rest upon him. And God had told me that, John, you're supposed to go out in the wilderness. You're supposed to baptize. And the one that you see the Holy Spirit come down and rest upon, that's him. That's my son. And he said, that's him. It's my cousin, Jesus. He left that part out. But that's who it was. He said, I don't know who it is, but one day, boom, there it is. Jesus is being baptized by John the Baptist, and down comes the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm sure most of you have read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm sure not all of you have. But I'm sure a lot of you have. Some of you have probably read it multiple times. What you'll find is that these four books of the Gospels tell the life story of Jesus, each from a different perspective. Now, an interesting point is that until you get to the Passion Week, until you get to Jesus coming in the triumphal entry, they only have four points where all four of them talk about it. There's only four things, specific events, that all four Gospels deal with up until Passion Week. The first one is the baptism of the Holy Spirit by Jesus. Jesus being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit coming down. That when John the Baptist baptizes him, it's gone. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they have the story telling how Jesus is baptized. In John, we have John telling about how he saw the Holy Spirit come down upon him. Now the other three, just for your point of reference, if you want to check them out, are when Jesus leaves Judea, when Jesus leaves Galilee, and then when Jesus feeds the 5,000. So those milestones in his ministry, if you would, those events, when he left this area and went there. Otherwise, the books talk about different things until we get to Passion Week. But this one point was so important that all four of the Gospels talk about it. Now, when the Bible talks about something multiple times, pay attention. This is an important point. That's why I'm pointing this out. Here Jesus is pointed out as the Son of God by John the Baptist. We need to take up the same tasks that John the Baptist did. John's job of being a road builder for the king. See, when he says, being a cry, make way, make straight the way of the Lord. Talked about their custom of when a king is coming or a major ruler, they make way. They make straight the way. When the president is going to go from point A to point B, what do? They stop all the traffic so nobody's driving where he is. If there's any potholes, they fix them. They did it back then too. They would make sure, straight, check out the road. There's a bad spot, they fix it, straighten it out, replace the cobbles, whatever. What are they doing? To facilitate the king's travel so the king could move easily from point A to point B. And what John was doing was helping so that the king could move to the people. Get those things out of our lives, out of your life that's going to prevent you from coming to know Jesus, is what John was about. Because it's the sin in our lives that keeps us from knowing Jesus, from getting to really know Him. It's not our time spent studying Scripture that keeps us from knowing Jesus. It's not our time following God or being holy. It's the things that tear us away from God. Disobedience. We need to call people to repentance. We need to urge them from sin to turn not to us, but to Jesus. That's the task that John had. I see John as here as an example for you and I. A lot of times we see John as having this singular ministry. He was the only one. John the Baptist, we even have a title for him, John the Baptist. Only he could do that job. He was the one who stood there and said, there's God, and made that first proclamation at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry before all these people when Jesus was adult. Now, this was done. He was proclaimed as the Messiah again by the angels, etc., at his birth, and then at the temple, we had the prophet who said, this is he, this is the guy. But, you know, people look at a baby and they say, oh, sure. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the Savior of the world. That's the Son of God. They look at a baby. But now we have a man who's in his 30s. And he's just entering into that public ministry. The Holy Spirit. This is the moment when the Holy Spirit comes on him in power and proclaims him as God walking the earth as man. And what John had been doing was telling people, get ready, he's coming. There he is. And then say, there he is. That's the guy. You know what? That ministry of testimony, of testifying, that ministry of making straight the way, that ministry of proclamation, that ministry of baptizing, that is telling people to repent, to turn. Don't do that. Turn away from that. Turn to this. Turn to God, the one who will answer and help you. That is something each and every one of us can do. It's something that each and every one of us should be doing. It's the command that we refer to as the Great Commission. This is the task that we've been commissioned with to go and do, to make disciples, to baptize in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. John could testify that Jesus was the Son of God because God had told him, the one whom you see the Holy Spirit come down on and touch, that's him. That's the one. Now you and I can testify that Jesus is the Son of God because of one other aspect. John said, I baptize with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. He is the one who comes after me. Sandals I'm tight. I'm sorry, I dropped down. I myself do not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water so he may revealed. I missed my lost my scripture. Here we go. Man on whom you see the Holy Spirit comes down, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Verse 33. He is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. You and I can testify, not because we saw Jesus first baptized with the Holy Spirit, because Jesus has baptized you and I with the Holy Spirit. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, He comes and baptizes us. The Holy Spirit. And now we can testify to the truth of His divinity, that He is indeed God, that He is indeed salvation, because He gave us that gift. Marked us with the seal of the Holy Spirit, made us adopted children of God the Father. And we, you and I, we can testify to that. We need to. So that's how you and I can both be like John, say, not I, but Jesus. Don't turn to me. Turn to Jesus. I'm not your salvation. I'm your pastor. I'm just a man up here saying, go to Jesus. You are not somebody else's salvation. You're just the person who can say, here's Jesus. Be the person who makes the introduction. Introduce the people you know to Jesus. Make way, make straight the way to the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank You today that we can come before You and testify to Your presence in our lives. Lord, we thank You that it's not just a story that we've been told, but it's something that we have seen, something we've experienced. It's something that people whom we know and love have seen and have experienced. Father, it's You're baptizing us with the Holy Spirit. That first sign here that John speaks of Your divinity here on earth. Lord, help us to take up the ministry of John the Baptist, to testify to Your truth, to proclaim, even if it be in the wilderness, of Your love, and of Your salvation, so that we can see others around us come to know You. Father, help us to give people that introduction to Your Son, Jesus. We ask this in His name. Amen.